Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.
Welcome, Columbus, Phoenix City, Fort Benning, surrounding areas, our national listeners and our international listeners. So happy to have you here for Financial Notes with Cindy G. So thankful to be your hostess tonight and every Thursday night, 8:30 Eastern Time. This is Cindy G, and thank you so much for joining us. I say we because I couldn't do it without Renee Green, who is producing our show. So tonight, we're going to discuss how people are celebrating Financial Literacy Month during April. That's right. So by the end of this podcast, you're going to know what financial literacy is. You're going to have some examples of it. And you're also going to know why financial literacy is so, so very important. So let's just get this show started. I also hope that everyone who celebrated Easter had a great Easter. I hope you were able to celebrate it, as well as you could with the changes that we're going through. But I just hope that you were able to enjoy it with the loved ones that you care about. And I hope it was safe for everyone. Everyone on spring break, enjoy, be safe, get your vaccinations, wear those masks, keep washing your hands, and we will get through this. All right, so let's get going with the show. It is April. It is Financial Literacy Month. So you might say, what does that mean? Being financial literate? Well, according to the commission, it means to have an understanding of these components. You need to know how much you earn. That's including your pay, your benefits, and tax withholdings, because those benefits have an impact, too, and they do have some value. You want to know how to save and invest, including creating an emergency fund. You know, we talked about this last week. The emergency fund will vary. One family may need 3 months. Another family may need 6 months. But if you're in a job where you can easily find another job, like someone who may be in a nursing field or medical field, then you may not need as big of an emergency fund as someone else. But having that emergency fund and setting aside money for short and long-term goals. Another way that financial literacy is defined is, how do you protect your money? By buying insurance and knowing how to avoid fraud. We all work very hard. And let's face it, many of us are working harder now and getting less than in the past. So you want to make sure that you're protecting your money by buying the insurance for that, and just know how to avoid fraud. And then how do you spend wisely? You do that through budgeting and comparison shopping. You know, we live in an era where you can compare various stores right online without even leaving your home. So take full advantage of comparison shopping. Now, it takes an extra step. It does, but it's worth it. Is it easy? It's not hard. And is it worth it? Absolutely. Because anything that allows you to save money is definitely, definitely worth it. So let me give you our phone number for this evening in case you want to join the conversation or in case you have some questions. We always invite those. That number is area code 515-605-9341. Again, 515-605-9341. And I also want to give a special shout out to our sponsors. I'm very happy that they are part of making this podcast available. So a special thanks to Kingstown Family Foundation of Columbus and the Empowerment Leadership Academy of California. Again, that phone number to join the conversation is area code 515 605-9341. So we talked about, you know, what is financial literacy. So now what we want to do is just take it a little further, and how would we actually implement? What are some practices that we can do to implement being financially literate? So one thing is comparing promotional periods on the balance as you look at transferring your credit card so that you have an extended time to pay off the debt. Make sure you read the fine print. Make sure you have a clear understanding. Sometimes transferring the balance makes perfect sense. Sometimes it doesn't. So take the time, have a clear understanding before you move forward and go for it. Increasing your retirement savings rate every time you get a raise, because we're not going to miss it. So what does that mean? You get a 3% raise, increase what you're saving for retirement by 3%. You get a 1% raise, you get a 10% raise. You know, for many 401k plans, there is matching by the employer. So again, you know, we say this every time. Make sure that you're doing the bare minimum. If they'll match at 6%, make sure that you are at least investing 6%. And the great thing, truly, truly, the great thing is that you will be able to, all that money that you're putting in that 401k is not going to be taxed. So take full advantage of it while you can, as long as you pull it out at the appropriate time. Okay. And then also check your credit report regularly for errors. Once a year, twice a year. Some people recommend once a quarter. As you may or may not know, you can get a credit report once a year from each of the three major credit reporting bureaus. So take advantage of that and know exactly where you stand. And as you may see, your rating is going to vary between the three sometimes. So, you know, take full advantage of that. And so with all of the behaviors of comparing, if you know, is now the time to transfer that credit card balance, looking at that, and increasing your retirement savings. And make sure you check your credit report regularly. These are three ways to make sure that you're financially literate and you're putting action steps into play, which is a key thing. So we're going to take a break at this time, and then we're going to come back and talk about why is financial literacy important. But again, if you want to join our conversation, you're definitely invited to. Would love to hear from you, and you do that simply by calling area code 515-605-9341. Thank you so much for tuning in to Financial Notes with Cindy G, and we'll be back right after this break.
Heart and soul, body and mind, but the very essence of our existence is spirit. What is it about the human spirit that produces the courage and the strength to beat insurmountable odds, to survive and endure despite unbelievable circumstances? Our spirit embodies the very essence of our existence. We believe that it has been handed down from generation to generation, beginning in Africa, the motherland, where for eons, we believe that the Creator heard us when we cried, saw us when we faltered, and helped us along the way. And now, more than ever, it is time for us to get back in touch with the spirit that lives inside us all. Because without it, we are less than whole. But with it, there is nothing we cannot overcome. For the essence of our existence is spirit.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. CDC is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. COVID-19 is spreading in the United States, and leaving your home increases your chances of getting and spreading the virus. CDC recommends you stay home except to get groceries, medications, or other essentials. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I got smart about mortgages. Now, it's my house I go home to.
I got smart about college. Now my kid's off to a great start.
When it comes to your money, whatever you want to get smart about, you can find it at smartaboutmoney.org.
I got smart about health insurance. Now both my finances and I are healthy.
Smartaboutmoney.org is a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money.
I got smart about protecting my job. Now, I'm doing better than ever.
For everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, smartaboutmoney.org has the answers you're looking for.
I got smart about credit cards. Now paper or plastic has a whole new meaning.
Smartaboutmoney.org, the easy place to start when you want to get smart.
Thinking about retirement? Make sure a My Social Security account is a part of your plan. A My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can find out if you're eligible to receive benefits, compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates, view spousal benefit estimates, and more. Plan for your future. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Did you grow up in an alcoholic or dysfunctional home? ACA is a recovery program for adults whose lives were affected as a result of being raised in an alcoholic or dysfunctional family. To get help, go to adultchildren.org.
Welcome back to Financial Notes with Cindy G. And just so you know, now I call this a disclaimer. You know, this is an environment that we create where I and guests, we come and we share best practices things that have worked in our families, in our churches, in our communities. And we hope that you will gain something from this information that we share. Tonight we're talking about financial literacy because that's what the month of April is about. And I'm sharing information from a segment that I saw on Experian.com. So it talks about, you know, what is financial literacy? You know, what are some good practices? And then finally, why is financial literacy so important? And so want to recap what we've already discussed, and then we'll wrap it up with why financial literacy is so important, because it is more important now than it probably ever was because so many things and so many variables that we're experiencing. So, you know, what is being financial literate? What does that mean? So let me back up and say that the Federal Financial Literacy and Education Commission, now this was established by Congress back in 2003. They have identified five key principles of financial literacy. And as I said, this source is Experian.com. But these five sources, as a recap, is how much do you earn, including your pay, your benefits, and tax withholding? How much do you save and invest, including creating an emergency fund and setting aside money for both short and long-term goals? So those are two of the five. Then how do you protect your money? By buying insurance and knowing how to avoid fraud. How do you spend wisely? Through budgeting and comparison shopping. That extra step could save you. And finally, borrow money at the lowest possible interest rate, and how to keep your credit strong with responsible repayment habits. So those are the five key principles of financial literacy. But let's talk about how do we put those in action? Because, you know, okay, now I know what they are, but day to day or week to week, month to month, how do I put those into action? And so there's three recommendations. One is do some comparing on promotional periods on the balance. So you can look at transferring credit cards so you can get an extended amount of time to pay off that debt. So look at that. And then increasing your retirement savings rate every time you get a raise. If you get a 1% increase in your salary, then increase your savings by 1%, because let's face it, you won't miss it. If it's a 6% raise, then 6%. Just increase that savings so that you'll have more for retirement. And I know you hear me say this all the time, and even guests that come on the show. If you're with a company, you have a 401k, and they are matching it, then make sure that you're saving at minimum the amount that they're matching. If they're matching at 6%, make sure that you're putting away 6%. But keep in mind, anything over that is still, you know, based on the parameters of your 401k, it's still better to move it there. But at least you're getting matched with that 6%. So just make sure you maximize that and take full advantage of it. Check your credit card rating regularly for errors. Regularly, at one point meant once a year. I've talked with different people, and, you know, they're saying maybe twice a year. Keep in mind that you can get a free credit card rating, not rating, but your credit card regularly. You can get one once a year from all of the credits, so the credit bureaus that actually provide the credit card, and not just the credit card, but that list, you know, what your credit rating is. And then it also goes into detail about, you know, what is showing that you owe, your payment history. All of these are on that form, and you can get one free from each of the three bureaus. So take full advantage of that. So these are just behaviors that you can put into place, like right now. You can look at the credit cards that you have and decide, do I want to move this balance? Then you can also increase your retirement savings as soon as you see an increase in your salary. And then something that you can do immediately, because salaries may come at different times of the years for different people. So, but getting your credit report you can make that request immediately. So take full advantage of that. And then the final segment for tonight is, why is financial literacy important? Well, it's important because consumers can manage their money with confidence, which means effectively allocating our earnings to our goals and limiting or attacking our debt. And some ways to do that is, you know, understand how to budget, to pay for expenses, save or get rid of debt. You must understand how your income you're taking in and distribute it effectively. And when you do that and you make a budget, it is the first step towards a true understanding of money management, that budget. And a recommendation that was given to me years ago, and this was by a manager when I first started working, we were in a system where we actually got bonuses. And it was told to me then, and bonuses or even overtime, do not live off of your overtime. Do not live off of your bonuses. Live off of your salary. And other people who have told me in the last 2 years, they recommend living beneath your means. So when you put that into place and then you have your budget, because once you have a budget, then you can contribute to track spending and revisit your spending regularly. And when you do that, there are many budgeting methods. There's that zero base. And that zero base, it looks at how much income is coming in. And if it's hypothetically, one person is bringing in $1,500, the other is bringing in $1,500, $3,000. You allocate that $3,000. So at the end, it's a zero. So what you're doing is you're making sure that every aspect of that budget is being allocated. And sometimes you may spend more on food or if you're saving up for a vacation. So if you're planning a vacation in October and you're in the process of saving up, if there's quote-unquote extra, then maybe what you can do is put that extra money towards saving for that trip. So that process of budgeting, can really turn out to be like an awesome, awesome, awesome type of process. So that kind of wraps it up for tonight. We're going to continue the financial literacy throughout this month, and we're going to discuss other aspects of it, including next week, how to build financial literacy and why understanding credit is important to your financial literacy. All of that we'll cover next Thursday, 8:30 Eastern Time with Financial Notes with Cindy G. But before we head out, I want to say thank you again for listening, tuning in to this podcast. We are here to create an environment where we can learn better practices and share what has worked for us. So, you know, every week I try to do a shout out. So our small business shout out, springtime is here. So get your ride looking good and smelling good. Give a call to 706-905-5732. Let Danny take care of your ride. Again, Danny will take care of your ride. He'll have it looking good and smelling good. 706-905-5732. I thank you so much for listening. I thank the sponsors again. Our sponsors are Teen Town Family Foundation of Columbus and the Empowerment Leadership Academy of California. Look forward to bonding with you, fellowshipping with you. Have a great week. We will talk next Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Financial Notes with Cindy G., where the topics will be how to build financial literacy and why understanding credit is important to your financial literacy. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Signing off.
keep your head up to the sky, and you will always make it if you try. You can overcome the pain. No matter what, keep your head up to the sky, and believe that you will make it if you try.
Listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.